Republicans are dropping like flies. They're leaving before their term is up. And so now Republicans have a very, very thin majority. So what's going on here? I'll discuss. And it looked out for the American people by blocking Joe Biden from importing diseased beef. J.D. Rucker joins us. Friday, everyone. Thank you for joining us. We greatly appreciate you guys jumping in on tonight's show. Now, I thought today was going to be a very slow news day, but boy, was I wrong. So there's so much going on right now. You know what I have to do when there's a ton going on? I've got to go over to citizenfreepress.com and take a look at what I need to know. You guys know Kane and everyone else at CFP right now is plugging away, making sure that you see the latest headlines. And well, there's just literally so much going on right now. So let's head over to Citizen Free Press's website and take a look. So much is going on right now. House Republicans really just know how to ruin everything. Congressman Michael Gallagher has just announced that he is leaving. We know he wasn't running for re-election, so he's going to leave even before his term is up. April 19th is his exit date. Michael Gallagher is the individual who pushed forward that TikTok ban legislation that I told you about. Yeah. He's leaving. He's also the individual who refused to impeach Mayorkas the first time around. And well, he is now running for the door, but he's not the only House Republican trying to make a quick exit. Obviously, we've told you also about Congressman Ken Buck. He's another one who voted no on impeaching Mayorkas, obviously. But today is his last day in Congress. Again, leaving before his term is up. And again, it's not just him, folks. Kevin McCarthy also left before his term was up as well. And then they expelled the congressman from New York, George Santos. So why are we sitting here and allowing House Republicans to resign without asking the most basic questions? Why are you leaving? What is going on? Why are you giving away our very, very thin majority to Democrats? Well, folks, they don't want to answer those questions. And it's worth noting, folks, I know I've told you before in the past, I have literally texted, I mean, we don't even make this stuff up, texted Michael Gallagher to ask him these questions because, well, if you are sitting here and are operating in good faith as a Republican, regardless of what your beliefs are, and if you're upset about, well, maybe you're upset because people were a little aggressive over your take on Mayorkas, you don't leave right now. You don't leave unless you actually care about this country. You don't leave if you actually want to back Republican and conservative morals. And well, they all are. They're running for the doors. So number one, my question for Michael Gallagher is obviously simple, right? Is he being paid to leave early? Is he being given some type of lobbyist job? What is going on? Why would he be running for the door? Because Ken Buck's also running for the door as well. And we spoke about McCarthy. But ultimately, too, folks, I want to turn your attention to what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene did today. And this is why it comes full circle. Marjorie Taylor Greene filed a motion to vacate Speaker Mike Johnson, obviously, after he pushed forward $1.2 trillion spending bill, massive spending bill. He literally forced them to look at thousands of pages worth of just legislation and just gave it to all these people and took them in less than 24 hours to scope through it, which again, he violated his own rules. He was supposed to give him 72 hours and he chose not to. But again, MTG is raging over it. But after she put forward that motion, that's when Michael Gallagher made his announcement. So here's the thing, folks. Are they intentionally trying to get Democrats to lead the House? Well, I mean, these days you really don't notice a difference between Republicans and Democrats. They're all pretty much the same at this point. But it's worth noting that, well, now the very thin margin that Republicans did have in the House is becoming even thinner. And well, who certifies presidential elections? I wonder. Is it all related? Maybe not. Maybe we're just being a little conspiratorial. Who knows? But ultimately, guys, you can't ignore the facts here. They are dropping like flies. And if you care about the country, regardless of if you really like your job or not, you stick it out to the end of your term. So we'll keep following that as it progresses. But I want to talk about something, too, that just happened in Russia. It's a horrible story. You don't want to see this stuff happen. But sadly, it looks like there was a terrorist attack at a concert hall in Moscow. Now, there's reports, and it just happened earlier this afternoon, so the details are slowly trickling in. But folks, this is the people who are shooting. I mean, it's just awful video. Shooting at these concert goers. And the reports suggest that over 40 people are confirmed dead, with over 100 people injured. It goes off to also telling us that not only were they shooting, obviously, at these individuals, but there was also explosives as well. It's also worth noting, folks, and Owen Schroyer from InfoWars is actually the one who brought my attention to this, that just earlier this month, John Kirby actually spoke to the American people and told them, avoid Moscow. And specifically, in the soundbite that he actually put forward, Owen Schroyer, he also told them not to avoid concerts. And so you don't have to be a conspiracy theorist to understand this. Like, look at that, folks. That's Fox News also. That's what I did to back up Owen's report, because that was March 7, 2024. And they knew that there was an attack coming. Now, I don't care, guys. I don't care if you like Russia. I don't care what you think. The Russian people didn't deserve to be slaughtered like that. Nobody deserves to be slaughtered like that. And so if John Kirby knew about it, did we give that information to Russia? Because I think that's pretty relevant. We should have. I don't care what side you're on. Saving lives should always be a priority in this country. And so we have more questions than answers as of right now, because the story is obviously still developing. But I have reached out to John Kirby's office, him directly as well. And so probably by Monday, I'll have some more answers for you. Stay tuned, guys. We have a jam-packed program on the way. We have a great A-list panel coming up, as well as, what's the beef with Joe Biden these days? He's looking to import diseased beef. It's a gross story, of course, but it's not surprising. So there's so much more to unpack. Stay tuned. And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you guys are subscribing to our channels. We are on Rumble and YouTube. We're also on Spotify and iTunes as well, if you guys want to give us a listen on those platforms as well. And well, if you have any feedback for us, please leave a comment. We love hearing from you. And make sure you give us a thumbs up if you're on Rumble or YouTube, like I mentioned, or a 5-star review on any of the podcasting platforms. You could do so literally on every single episode, and it helps us out significantly. So please do just that. And if you want to support independent journalism and are independent journalists like myself, you could do so now. We've set up a platform where you could donate to us directly. Head over to supportbree.com. That's supportbree.com. Because of viewers like you, I don't have to go back to the corporate media these days. I could actually work for myself and cover the stories that you guys want to hear. And we don't have any big donors like Pfizer or anyone like that. So, of course, we are funded by you, and that's where our loyalty lies. And so, again, folks, head over to supportbree.com. You can make a one-time donation or a monthly donation. It is up to you, and you can set it for any dollar amount you'd like. Again, folks, supportbree.com, and we greatly appreciate your support. I just finished unpacking my latest MyPillow order, and guys, it is incredible. I just stocked up on the new MyPillow 2.0 line, and let me tell you something, when it's the MyPillow I'm using 2.0, or if it's the Giza bed sheets, I'm sleeping like a baby these days. And it's just not my sleep that's improving. Gia and Giuseppe, their sleep's improving on the MyPillow dog beds. They are loving them. I literally can't get Gia off of it because she's obsessed with it. My best friend Allie, I gifted her the new MyPillow slippers, and she can't take them off her feet these days. She says it feels like she's walking on clouds, especially after working in heels all day long. So if you're interested in improving the quality of life right now, you gotta head over to MyPillow.com. And if you want to secure up to 66% off, make sure you type in Brianna, that's B-R-E-A-N-N-A. You gotta head there now. They're going to sell out quickly, and you gotta get your hands on these new products.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work. What a concept. I'm interrupting this commercial to let you know you can get our six-piece My Towels, regular $69.98, now only $29.98. Or you can save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Also, we have bath sheets, bath towels, washcloths, hand towels, and so much more. And the best part, with your promo code, your entire order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all My Towels. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
Remember when Joe Biden blocked Americans from getting life-saving medications during the pandemic? Well, even the most prepared Americans were not prepared for what they had in store for us. And if we've learned anything from 2020, it's that we all need to be prepared for what they have in store for us. And that's why the medical emergency kit from the Wellness Company is one of the best things you can do for yourself and your family. And you won't find anything like it in stores or at pharmacies. This prescription kit is a total game changer. It has 8 life-saving medications, including ivermectin, amoxicillin, Z-Pak, plus a guide that tells you how to use all of these tools. Every American should have at least one of these kits right now inside their home. And while ordering this is just so easy to do, folks, you can literally order your kit by heading over to twc.health/Brianna. That's twc.health/Brianna. And just for listening to today's show, guys, they're going to give you a 10% off plus free shipping if you use promo code Brianna. And guys, you have to secure those savings. That's incredible. So 10% off plus free shipping. And then once you pay, it will take about 2 minutes to just fill out that intake form. And then your kit will be shipped to your door. No waiting, no more expensive doctor's visits. And let's be honest, these doctors probably won't even give you these 8 prescriptions. And it will literally be at your door within 2 weeks, folks. So again, if you're looking to save money, if you're looking to be prepared for whatever they have in store for us, you gotta go over right now to twc.health/Brianna and get this emergency kit. You have to be prepared, folks, and this is the way to do so. So again, it is twc.health/Brianna. Head over there today with using promo code Brianna for up to 10% off plus free shipping. The U.S. Senate blocked Joe Biden from potentially importing diseased beef. Yes, you heard that right. The U.S. Senate had to block him from doing this. It's an absolute disgrace, but it's expected from this regime, of course. Joe Biden was looking to import beef products from Paraguay. And well, if you know anything about the region, you know about their beef, you know that they have a history of having diseased cattle. And well, their standards aren't that high. Even Democrats are having to call out Joe for this move. And well, one of them really took Joe to the pavement on this one. Senator John Tester ultimately was calling out the Biden administration because, well, again, this region has a habit of having beef products that have a history of foot and mouth disease. And well, he goes on to say, we cannot allow imports from Paraguay until we have the data that shows they are meeting the same high animal health standards as American ranchers. And well, obviously this was a bipartisan effort. 70-25 was that vote, took place on Thursday. And well, sorry, Joe, nobody wants diseased beef in the United States. And there's really no reason to do this. We have great cattle here in the United States. And don't take my word for it. Let's talk to somebody who knows a thing or two about this. Let's bring in JD Rucker. He is the co-founder of BriannaMeat.com. JD, thank you for joining us. We always appreciate having you on the show.
Well, I always appreciate being on your show because you taught me today how to say Paraguay, and that's it's already a victory there. John Tester, you're kidding me. John Tester said that? John Tester is, for those who don't know, John Tester isn't just your standard Democrat. John Tester is like, he's Mr. Confused Democrat because he's in Montana. He's contested basically by the Republican Party. Finally, they always end up messing that one up. But this is a guy that he's sort of like floating around I'm a patriotic, radical, socialist, communist, nationalist, whatever. John Tester is like, he falls into the category. I'd rather have an AOC than deal with John Tester. Because at least with AOC, you know, everything she says is crazy. With Tester, sometimes he actually makes sense. And in this case, he did. He said, yeah. And I quote, he said, President Biden butchered this decision. He even threw in a pun, a cow pun. You got to hate him. Anyway.
I think it's important. I think that most Americans don't understand what's going on here with the imports that they're doing right now. And I'm glad that the Senate stepped in. And like you mentioned, it's strange that it's Senator Tester. But ultimately, yeah, they need to step in and put their foot down on this. JD, why is it so important for us to, number one, when we're importing beef products, obviously, to have these high testing standards? But ultimately, why are we even doing this in the first place when we have cattle here in the United States we could use?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Look, here's the challenge that we're faced as a nation. We have people that are very easy to coerce. If somebody were to say, and I'm not a big fan of government ever stepping in and outlawing this, I'm a free market guy, you know, there's certain need for tariffs with China. I get it. But here's the thing. We can produce not only the best cattle in the world, the tastiest, the healthiest. We can monitor it if we produce it here. We can support our own economy, ranchers, ranch hands, local communities. But here's the most important part. If we were to invest as a nation, if we were to focus on building our cattle industry to what it was in the 50s, 60s, 70s, even into the 80s, the beef would be cheaper. The reason that we're having such challenges with beef prices is because we're importing. Now, people will say, well, but it's cheaper to import than to raise beef here today. That's true. Why is it more expensive to raise beef here today? Because they keep jacking up all the other prices. The prices to be able to feed cattle, the equipment that's necessary, of course, the wages that are necessary, everything has skyrocketed ever since Joe Biden came into office. We could correct this. We can. But don't count on it. We could correct this with a very strong statement this election season. And when I say strong, I'm saying not just getting President Trump back in, not just getting majorities or even super majorities in the House and Senate, but also to make sure that your local people, your city, your state, your county representatives are America first. They're taking care of the community. They're focused on local businesses because those are the people that are encouraging other businesses like Tyson Foods, for example, to start importing beef from Paraguay so that we can get sick on foot, hand, foot, mouth, whatever disease. It affects the whole thing. We'll call it all body disease from Paraguay. There we go.
I'm butchering whatever.
Today's segment. This is awful.
I mean, they just don't seem to care. I mean, this was the USDA back in November just looking to let this go. And nobody seriously took a look at this and was like concerned about the safety of Americans. And so, you know, I'm glad finally the Senate is doing something productive. It's a rarity these days. But JD, you know a thing or two about cattle and raising cattle and producing cattle for beef products. You are the co-founder, like I mentioned, of BriannaMeat.com. It's a great, great product. So talk to us a little bit about the services your company provides and why you won't run into any issues about maybe cattle having foot and mouth disease.
Our cattle, not only are they not from Paraguay, they don't know how to pronounce Paraguay. These are Texas cattle, Texas beef only. Okay. There may come a time, depending on what happens with the mRNA jabs that they're trying to push into beef. There may be a time where we have to go maybe to Idaho or to Montana if John Tester is voted out or to wherever. But for right now, we're sticking with Texas because the quality of the beef, the price that we're able to get, and the regulations or lack thereof make it to where we can get the best beef out there and we can take it, cook it, freeze dry it, and send your audience at BriannaMeat.com, send your audience ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, sirloin, high quality, 25-year shelf life, very nutritious and super tasty beef. Now, yeah. One thing I always forget to note, I every time I'm like, oh, I should have mentioned that with Brianna. There is only one ingredient. It's only Texas beef. We don't even put salt. We don't add preservatives, of course. We don't need to because it's freeze-dried and sealed away in those nifty bags that you can see on the screen. You know, we just add beef. There's no salt, no preservatives, no spices, nothing. We want to make sure that it is just the pure wonderful flavor of the beef. And then you guys can rehydrate it in beef broth, as Brianna has done many times, or you can rehydrate it and put it into a stew, or just put it in water and then add salt or garlic or whatever you want to add later. Get the beef. Focus on that part.
Yeah, which is super important. And this is great given everything we're seeing going on right now with the Biden regime and how they are just kind of sinking the beef industry, and then and farmers are just feeling the burn all across the country. So I like this. This is a good plan for Americans right now to kind of stock up on all of these. And you guys offer a great solution as well for those at home right now who are kind of on the fence about these products, because it could be a little pricey for the average American right now. So you offer a great service for subscribers. Tell us a little bit about that service and why it's just important to slowly build up your pile of these products just in case something does take place.
Absolutely. So we do a 10% discount through monthly subscriptions. It can be pricey. You know, our average ticket cost is just shy of $500. In other words, every purchase on average is close to $500 worth. And that'll get you, depending on what you're buying, that could get you, like, you know, we'll say probably about, what is that, 2 months worth of beef. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of money, but it's a lot of beef. Yeah. So, you know, take advantage of it. If you can't, actually be more than 2 months worth, but you get the idea. Take advantage of it. When you're in checkout, you click on the button and it'll give you an option to either pay a certain amount or to subscribe monthly, and you'll get 10% off. But on top of that 10%, you can also, for a limited time, take advantage of our special Brianna promo code. They can use BRE25, BRE25, and they will get 25% off. And on top of that, we will donate 10% of the proceeds to a veterans charity that is serving our fellow Americans. And they will, none of that money will ever go to Paraguay.
Well, JD, this is why I love you guys so much, because ultimately what you're doing now is you're giving our audience this exclusive offer that they can't get anywhere else. If they were to go straight to the website, they wouldn't be able to get that 25% off. So this is how it works, folks. Just for listening to today's show, you're going to get, with the BRE25 promo code, that's BRE25, you're going to get the 25% off. Plus, you could also get the 10% off if you subscribe. And you could slow roll. You could get a bag that's a couple of, like 100 and change, and then just kind of build up your stash that way. But then also you throw in, JD, free shipping as well. And then you also throw in that 10% donation that you're going to do with all the proceeds going to a veteran cause. So it's really just a great offer right now for our audience. And again, folks, it's just for listening to this program. So you aren't going to get this anywhere else, which we're so, so thankful for. JD, it's always great having you on the show. I greatly appreciate your insight as always. And again, folks, American cattle is the way to go. Don't import your products, Joe Biden. No one needs to do that. So I just finished unpacking my latest order from MyPillow, and there's so much to tell you guys about. The new MyPillow 2.0 line is incredible. And it's not just me. Gia and Giuseppe are also loving their MyPillow dog beds. Gia is so obsessed with it. She wants to eat on it, play on it. She literally never leaves her bed. She is loving the MyPillow dog beds, and I'm sure your pups at home would too. And it's just not that. My best friend Allie, I gifted her the new MyPillow slippers, and she's loving it. She describes it as walking on clouds. It's so incredible. So make sure you head over to MyPillow.com and secure up to 66% off. It's an incredible deal. Make sure you use promo code Brianna. That's BREANNA. And you guys got to get there now, once word gets out that these items are all on the market now, the updated ones. Well, he's going to sell out quickly. Folks, we are literally 51 days away from Mother's Day, and you don't want to be caught not getting your mother or the woman in your life anything. So you got to get a head start on it right now. Do yourself a favor. Head over to MyPillow.com right now. Take a look. There are so many new products that are on Mike Lindell's website. Head over there. Give it a look. I'm loving my Giza bed sheets. That's one of my top favorite things. As well as the dog beds, Gia and Giuseppe, like I told you, are loving it. And their friend Pepper, as you saw in that video, is also loving her dog bed. And again, the pajamas, I keep talking about it, but the pajamas, a game changer. So again, folks, it's MyPillow.com. And if Brianna is too difficult for you to spell, you could also use promo code Brie, that's B-R-E, and that will help you secure up to 66% off. Again, folks, Brie, that's B-R-E, to secure up to 66% off. You got to do it now. Don't delay. Well, if you thought today was going to be a slow Friday, well, it's not. It looks like the Daily Wire has finally parted ways with Candace Owens. The announcement came on Twitter, of course, when Daily Wire CEO Jeremy Boring tweeted out that they were parting ways. But the interesting part in this, and this is why we brought up this image, because I think it's very, very, very interesting. Jeremy said that he can't fire Owens. Now, the media is reporting that she was fired, but no one's confirmed that. And Jeremy, in this post that was posted back in November of last year, says that he can't fire her. And neither can Ben Shapiro. So it's very, very interesting. We don't know if it was fired or if her contract just wasn't renewed. So we're not going to jump to any conclusions, of course. But Candace Owens did do a video earlier today trying to clear some of the air. And, well, this is how it went.
I am free. Welcome to my locals page. So much to talk about. Obviously, I'm going to take a couple of weeks here just to rebuild and to refocus and to create something that is actually mine and something that can't be threatened or taken because it belongs to me. I can't tell you enough how much your support has meant to me over the years. We're just getting started. Join the locals page, obviously, here. You can support me and my work as an independent journalist, as an independent podcaster. We're still going to be doing 5 days a week. There'll be tons of announcements coming in the next couple of weeks. And I guess the last thing I want to say is thank you. And for those of you that don't want to be on locals and just want to support in any capacity, you can head to gocandace.com. Thank you, guys.
So we have another independent journalist now separating from obviously a big media outlet. And we're very, very happy for Ms. Owens because we could use more great independent journalism. Let's bring in our panel to discuss all of this. Let's bring in the lectern guy. Many of you know him as Adam on Twitter. He's one of my favorite Twitter follows. And my best friend, Allie Thomas, is also joining us as well. As many of you know, not only is she my best friend, but she's also, she manages crises, and I often need her on that. But prior to that, she was the director of operations for Congresswoman Matt Gaetz. I've got my ginger A team here, and there's so much to go through. Actually, because I knew I was having you guys on today, I actually wore red just to kind of celebrate this moment. So thank you both, Adam and Allie, for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, thanks for having me on. It's always good to get out here and speak to the world.
Yes,
about the gingers and the malfeasance against us.
yes, for sure. Adam, I want to jump into this with your first take. I mean, listen, they were going back and forth. I know a lot of media outlets are saying she was fired, but I'm not 100% buying it. But also, it did look like she was on her way out because she wanted to get out of the Daily Wire. What's your takeaway from all of this so far?
Well, I think a lot of this started back with the Steven Crowder having a contract with the Daily Wire that he put on blast. This was probably, 7-8 months ago now. And Candace stepped in and she was very vocal about Steven speaking as the company. She went on Tim Pool. She did multiple podcasts, multiple tweets about these things. And then she gets removed from Daily Wire. And now her story is, I'm finally free. So I'm not sure if she was either sent to address it. Maybe she's low man on the totem pole. And the Daily Wire said, look, we got to have this addressed. Please go out here. It's not Knowles' thing. It's not, you know, anyone else's thing. It's your thing. Go do this. So I'm wondering if that was almost a push for her to address something that they couldn't address directly.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely possible. Allie, I mean, we followed a lot of what just Adam detailed. I know you and I were going back and forth when that whole Crowder versus Daily Wire thing was going on. What's your take on all of this? Because it's interesting to see things just turn around in the last couple of months.
Yeah, I'm not a Ben Shapiro fan, but I am a Jeremy Boring fan, and I am pro-free speech. So although I don't agree with a lot of what she said that the drama is involved with, I'm also pro-Israel. I have to say that it is, you know, still, the fight that's going on and the conspiracies that she's saying, she should probably have her own podcast and do it on locals so that everybody, there's Jeremy. Hi, Jeremy. So that she can have it, you know, on her own, and it protects Daily Wire as well.
Well, she recently had a debate with a rabbi, and we're going to play a clip from that because this is the particular part in the clip that kind of went viral and caught a lot of people's attention. So let's take a listen.
Holy, like, you know, selling butt plugs with your daughter. I don't know. Okay, maybe you're right. I think it's gross. Right, I think it's disgusting. And I do not, it's not the definition of holy in the Christian faith is what I would say. It's weird to me. Okay. It's very, this could be a difference in our religions. But by the way, your religion does not trump my religion. So I think that you should respect the fact when I say something is unholy, I am referring to my religion. His relationship between him and his daughter is very creepy to me. The sex podcast is very creepy to me. The idea of sitting down and talking to your father about, you know, topics of sex in any regard is creepy to me. Him promoting butt plugs that are sold by his daughter is creepy to me. I have a right to say that I find this to be utterly unholy and that any faith leader, at least in the Christian community, would agree that all of this is giving us very weird vibes between the father and daughter relationship. I can say that all I want. And I do think that part of it, and this is where we get to the topic of where people perceive this and they say, is this a form of Jew supremacy to say, suspend your Christianity because my Judaism matters more, is the feeling that I get when you say, you don't get to say it's an unholy rabbi. Pornography is unholy in my view. You might disagree with that. Candace. It is unholy to Christians. The topic of pornography, peddling pornography, selling butt plugs, you know, the commercialization of pornography is unholy. And I'm going to continue to call him unholy because that is what I deem him to be. And I say that as a Christian.
See, I don't know what's so debatable with that. I thought she was being fair. And throughout the entire, I think it was like a 2-hour discussion. I kind of skimmed through it, but she was fair. She didn't raise her voice. He got very emotional. But do you guys think that was enough for the Daily Wire to part ways? Allie, I'll let you start off that one first. I think I know what you're going to say.
And I agree with her. It's just, I don't think it's all over the anti-Semitism. I think some of it's the conspiracy theories. I mean, recently she said that she would bet her career that Bridget Macron was a man. She's going a little bit outside the box when it comes to certain things. But I agree, as a Christian woman, I agree with her. I think that it is very unholy. And I think that because I support the First Amendment and free speech, she should be allowed to say that. I don't have to agree with everybody all the time, nor like everyone all the time, but we should be allowed to say what we want to say.
Adam, your take on this?
Well, first of all, remind me to never get into an argument with Candace Owens.
I know.
It's brutal. the takeaway from this for me is I think it's a very simple, straightforward issue. I think pornography is wrong. I think it's destroying the families. I think it's causing divorces that we don't talk about. And I think calling that out, regardless of who is doing it, is the right thing to do. Now, I'm also on the fence about tying, and I think this is what the internet did. They tied together what she's saying about one person with a whole group of people. And that's where people lose the message. The message is simple. We are against this thing. And regardless whether you're Jewish or Christian, we should all be against this thing. And that's what Candace was trying to get at.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like it. And, you know, I thought she did a good job. I don't have to agree with her. I have my disagreements often, but I think she always does a really good job at explaining herself and then not getting emotional within her debates. And I think that's a rarity these days. So I'm interested to see where she lands. I wanted to bring up too what took place yesterday. It had my blood boiling. And so I couldn't talk about it on yesterday's show just because I was like, all right, something's going to come out. That's not supposed to happen. But yesterday in El Paso, Texas, there was an invasion, a literal invasion. And well, Texas troops were literally bombarded by this mob of illegals. And if you look at the corporate media, they call them immigrants, of course, but they're illegals and they're invaders. And they were obviously violent and they are trying to get into our country. And for some reason, it's not sparking enough outrage publicly. And the folks over at Morning Joe actually had a complete meltdown over the coverage that this was receiving. Let's take a listen.
I can't get rid of them.
I would carry this around. Because see this onslaught headline? The only thing the Post didn't tell you is Donald Trump said, blame me for this. Donald Trump said, kill the bill and blame me for everything that happens after this point. Donald Trump said, blame me. So yes, Donald, we are blaming you. We're blaming Mini-Me Mike Johnson. for following your orders. We're blaming Republicans who begged for a tough border bill, but like the Wall Street Journal editorial page said, couldn't take yes for an answer. So yes, there is an onslaught in the southern border still. And it's all Donald Trump's fault. You know who says that? Donald Trump. Donald Trump says blame him for this.
It's actually laughable because he's sitting here telling you that Donald Trump said it, but he's not playing the soundbite of Donald Trump actually saying it because, of course, it's not real. And he doesn't really want to have his audience find that out. So it's all about screaming the loudest. Allie, I know you're a fan of Mr. Joe over there. Give us your take on all of this.
Can you believe he was a United States congressman?
He's too emotional.
He was a congressman in Florida's 1st District prior to Matt Gaetz being congressman, a couple years prior to. And I think that the fact that people voted for him and he has digressed completely. The other take that I have is I've never hated anyone, especially that much, that I would talk about my disdain for Donald Trump as much as Joe does. I don't have disdain for him, but clearly Joe and his wife do. I mean, it's a tragedy. He's just, we should be focused on the fact that our military was put into a bad position, didn't shoot the invaders that were coming across the border. They should have shot them.
Mm-hmm.
That's my take.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand how, you know, you see all that coming at you quickly. They would not be able to see if somebody had a weapon on them and was trying to shoot at them. I don't understand it. Adam, do you understand why they, I mean, I would have opened fire if I was, you know, at the border at that point. Adam, do you know what's going on here? Because I don't.
Well, soldiers have marching orders. But I think what's important to point out is that, you know, that entire group of people were all women and children. You can just see them. They're all women and children seeking sanctuary. All of them are able-bodied women and children. These are not the best and brightest they're sending to us. They are not. These are not the scholars. These are people coming for war. It's very easy to see this. And you have to also understand that they're not coming from, you know, they're not being imprisoned in Mexico. They may have been let loose from prison, but they're not being imprisoned in Mexico. They are rushing our borders. There is nothing that says they can't stay where they are. They want to come here. And when I look at this, I remember January 6th very clearly, and it was not as violent as this. It was not as violent as this. The people who were there protesting inside, walking around, someone got shot for that. Someone got shot for much less than what I see on this screen. And these are military trained professionals. They have orders. If they were told they're not allowed to open fire, they're not going to open fire. But also keep in mind, these are the people who were arresting people, right? The same forces we see on the ground. They were enforcing mask mandates 4 years ago. They were arresting people for not wearing masks. They were arresting people for taking walks in parks. And now they're telling us they have no authority to do anything.
Yeah. It's disturbing. And it's really upsetting because, like you said, they're just kind of following orders and there's nothing more infuriating than that. And I feel bad because we know how they treat people who defend themselves in this country. You know, there was an older gentleman in Texas who was defending himself when, according to him, I believe that he believed that there was an illegal shooting at him and he ended up killing the illegal and he defended his property and they're prosecuting him now. They don't want you to defend yourself. That's the bigger kind of image of all of this. They don't want you to be able to defend yourself. You just have to allow these people to invade into your country and you must comply with it. And then if you want to stand up for yourself, you're just a bigot and you're somebody who needs to be punished. And that's why they go after people who defend themselves. It's meant to instill fear. But, you know, here in the state of Florida, we are firm believers of self-defense and not taking crap from anyone. And well, both you, Allie and Adam, are in Florida. And so am I. We're all residents here. And so that's why when this sheriff released this video, I was a big fan. Let's take a listen.
Lucie County Sheriff Keith Pearson. Earlier today, Elijah thought he's going to drive through St. Lucie County in a stolen vehicle and get into a car crash, working closely with the Florida Highway Patrol, not only on the sea, but on land. Elijah's now in custody. Our message is this to criminals.
Not in St. Lucie.
Not in St. Lucie. Don't mess with them. Adam, you are up in the northern region of Florida. I guess it's more north than us, so that's why I'm saying it there. But I'm not going to disclose where you are. you guys have a great sheriff nearby. I'm a big fan. Are you a big fan of the sheriff?
So I'm actually, I'll disclose it. I mean, I'm doxxed online. So I'm near Sarasota, actually. So I can tell you that I'm very close with all of my sheriff's officers. Part of my stipulations for my my sentencing was 200 hours of community service. So what I did is I actually trained jiu-jitsu with local sheriff's officers. Oh. I would make them brisket, mac and cheese, feed them, you know, get them into the gym, teach them like ways to subdue suspects without having to fire. Great stuff. We love our sheriffs down here. And our sheriffs down here are very fair. These were not the people going around enforcing mandates that, frankly, didn't really exist in Florida after, you know, the first 3 or 4 months.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad you made good with your time. I always learn something new from you, Adam. So that's interesting. Allie, that sheriff's office isn't that far away from us. What's your take on all of this?
We have some amazing sheriffs in Florida. I'm very proud to say, you know, we have Elite County, which is close to Sarasota on the Gulf Coast with Marcino. And he always says that the jail is his Marcino motel and he'll pick people up and he takes no, you know, BS from anyone. Then we have a great one, Rick Bradshaw in Palm Beach County. And he just ended up putting our minds at ease as a woman arresting those three illegals that had harmed, that kidnapped and brutally hurt the woman, the young woman in Palm Beach County. But he record time got her and got them and apprehended them. And so I think we have some amazing sheriffs. I feel safe in this state and I'm happy to support our men in blue, or in this case, green.
Yes, we have some badass sheriffs here in the state of Florida. It's one of the reasons why I left New York and moved here 5 years ago. You know, we're constantly covering criminal justice reform. It's what they call it in New York. It's an absolute disgrace. It's a criminal bill of rights. But there's a massive difference when you talk about, you compare New York to Florida. Self-defense is highly encouraged here in the state of Florida. I know Sheriff Grady Judd is a absolute believer of self-defense because, well, you save his officers, his deputies, bullets, so he likes that. But in New York, you're supposed to become a victim. And that's the difference between both of the states. And that's the reason why I'm here. I love self-defense and I highly encourage it. Adam, Allie, thank you for jumping on with us today. We always appreciate your insight on these issues. For quite some time now, Dr. Kirk Elliott has been warning you guys about the potential bank failures that are on the horizon. Well, he's not alone. Big bank CEOs are also warning Americans about this. One is even projecting that there's about to be 500 bank failures this year. And the FDIC doesn't even have all of the funds to back the money that you're depositing at the bank. So let's bring in Dr. Kirk Elliott to discuss. Dr. Kirk, thank you so much for jumping on with us today. We greatly appreciate it. You called it. I know you've been talking about this for quite some time now, but it seems like finally the mainstream media is starting to catch on to the potential bank failures that are on the horizon. So tell us, what are we hearing now?
So this goes way back, and I have been sounding the alarm for a while. I was just talking to David and Stacey White at Flyover Conservatives, and we did a show on their network back in January of 2023, talking about how FDIC only had 1.7% of all bank deposits insured. And it's like, oh my word, this is terrible. And then what happened in March and April? Silicon Valley, Signature Bank, Credit Suisse, First Republic, Silvergate Bank, they all went into FDIC receivership, right? So they went under. Well, what happened between then, a year ago, and today? All those bank failures that happened took that FDIC insurance amount from 1.7% of assets to 0.74. They used up more than half of their assets with five bank failures, right? So here's where it gets a little bit more squirrely. And why didn't we have more bank failures then? Well, they instituted a program called the Federal, or the Bank Temp Funding Program, the BTFP, which was emergency funding for failing banks. So it was like this lifeline to these banks of just stimulus money. And that's why we didn't have more bank failures. But that program, Brianna, stopped. It sunset. It expired on March 11th. So a week ago, that's gone. So the next bank that goes into like financial trouble, Right. They're not going to get emergency funding. So therefore, they're going to fail and FDIC it would kick in. But FDIC hardly has any money. Right. So we have to realize all of this happened with five big bank failures or regional bank failures. There's a CEO of a large national real estate company that actually came out on Yahoo Finance. Mm-hmm. And this guy, what do they do when you're developing subdivisions and commercial real estate? They're getting bank loans all the time. So he said, we're going to see 500 or more banks fail over the next 2 years. 500, not five. With five, it took half of FDIC's available assets. I mean, what if this guy is the biggest dunce on the planet and he's so far wrong that only 10 banks fail, not 500, 10, which is still, look what happened with five banks failing. So I don't think that he's wrong. I think we're going to see, this to me is the biggest financial news story of 2024, is we're going to see a second round of bank failures, which is going to be bigger and badder and worse than the first one. I mean, why do I think that? You look at what's happening in the banking world, and in the last quarter, banks' profits fell by 44% in just the last quarter. See, there's no profitability there. There's delinquencies that are on the rise, which means late payments. After a series of delinquencies, people go into default. Either they cancel the loan at the bank or they just simply file for bankruptcy. This is the ugly world financially that we're living in as a function of bad economic policy coming out of the White House because the BRICS nations stripping away the demand for the US dollar, which forces us to print because there's no demand for our currency anymore. I mean, literally, Brianna, this is bad. And I think when you look at your brain, my brain, everybody's brain, it's like banks should be the safest thing in the world. You know, perception wise, our money in the bank, it's out of the markets. So we think, right? It's like, it's just safe. It's just like, well, this money just sitting in the bank, I'm saving for a rainy day. What do banks invest in? When you put money in the bank, what do they do with it? It's not just a big wad of hundreds sitting in the bank vault, just sitting there doing nothing. No, they invested into stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate companies. The same thing you and I would invest in as individuals, they just do it on a larger scale because they're a bank. So as those things continue to fail for us, it's failing for banks. And because of Biden's ridiculously awful, horrible economic plan for America, you've got reducing wages, rising unemployment, prices going up because they're printing money like there's no tomorrow. You raise interest rates to slow down that inflation. That's a recipe for disaster. And so this is why I think the acceleration of bank failures is going to happen. So as I look at that and think, okay, what can we do? Oh, this article you just put on the screen, that's a brilliant one. See, it's not just the CEO of a real estate company that's saying banks are going to fail. Jerome Powell, chairman of the Federal Reserve, says there's going to be bank failures. Wait a second. Isn't he in charge of the banks?
Yeah.
And he's the thing that he's in charge of is going to fail. Dude, they stink. They stink at their job, but they're at this point where there is no other outcome. When you use other people's money and that money dries up, you're either forced to print your way out of it or just call it quits and say, well, there's no more. See, why in the world, Brianna, would a government in an election year, knowing that banks are the safe haven thing, and if there's a run on the banks, if people lose confidence in the banks, they lose confidence in the whole financial system. So why would they stop that emergency funding? Why? Either A, they simply don't have the money. They know that they can't continue printing because they're going to have to raise interest rates and people are already tapped out. Or B, I know this is going to sound conspiratorial, but I don't intend it to be. It's just reality. They want it to fail. Yeah. I think they might want the banking system to fail because they have a grand plan to be the saviors of all humanity financially and that central bank digital currency. And that's what they want to institute. But you know, you're smart. Would you ever say, oh, the central bank digital currency thing, this is sweet. I like this plan because you know, they have the ability to cut you off from buying or selling if your ideology doesn't match up with theirs. It's spyware on the bank account. They actually control all of our assets instead of us. We gave them ownership. Who in their right mind would say that's a good idea? Nobody. I don't care if you're on the left or on the right. It's a horrible idea that not anybody is going to like. But if the banking system fails and people can't pay their rent, they can't feed their kids, they can't pay their mortgage, they can't pay their utilities, they can't live life. As humans, it's human nature, we will give up our freedoms in exchange for mm-hmm. perceived security and peace. So if you want to usher in something that's so horrible and it's all about people control, central bank digital currency will not fix a broken system. It's all about people control. You create a crisis so people will want what you have. But so that's my conspiracy brain thinking, right? So either that's prediction. The outcome, or the other outcome is simply that they run out of money. The end result is the same. It doesn't matter whether either one of those options, the end result is the same. And that is banks are running out of money and we are about to see bank failures, which I think is the biggest financial story of this year. So what's the solution? Get your money out of the banks. If you have excess money in the banks, I would get it out. But then what? Then I would allocate it into something that's out of that system, something that's real, something that's never gone to zero, which is a tangible asset. Things never go to zero, Brianna. Yeah. Groceries don't, bicycles don't, cars don't, houses don't. Nothing goes to zero. If it's a thing, it always has an intrinsic value. Gold and silver are things. They will never go to zero. It's your safe haven in a time like this.
Yeah. And I think that's really important. We're constantly talking about silver and how silver is on the rise. The cost of it's on the rise, which is a good thing for people at home right now because they could buy in right now when it's not at its highs. And I think that's really critical here. So your solution are these assets, these tangible assets. Let's talk a little bit about precious metals. That's often what we talk about. There's a lot of news out there right now where people are bragging about silver. So talk to us about that.
Well, silver surpassed $27 in Asia. It surpassed $25 an ounce here. So here's the thing. Silver is kind of sideways action for the last year. It's gone up and it's gone down. I mean, it's still going up. It's up tremendously over the last year, but nothing like what we're going to see. So when it creeped above $25, and you see on the chart, it's right there right now. It's at $24.96. But at that $25 threshold, it actually peaked its head above a 15-year moving average in the silver price. Mm-hmm. So that ceiling, which has been resistance, is now our floor. So the resistance moving forward is gone. This is, I mean, look at that chart right there that you have on the screen. See that last little blip up? It peaked above a 15-year moving average. There's no resistance above that. This is exciting for anybody who's allocated into silver, who's thinking about going into silver. The time has never been better because of where we are with a 15-year moving average being surpassed, and there's no longer an anchor weighing on the price of silver. It's now like a balloon pulling it up.
Yeah. I think it's really important. And I know our audience at home probably has some questions regarding becoming an investor in silver and gold. And you're the guy that I go to for advice. So we've made it easier for them. If they head over to briannagold.com, there's a little form that they could fill out with their basic contact information. And all they have to do is enter in that information. Then somebody from your team will actually reach out to them, a scheduler, to make an appointment. And then they can make that appointment and have a discussion with you or a member of your team regarding everything that they have questions wise and how they could, you know, secure their family's future. Because right now is the time to do this before it's too late. You don't want to be on the outs when these banks are failing, looking to somehow save what you do have if they didn't blow it for you already. So again, now is the time to do so. So again, folks, all you have to do is head over to briannagold.com. We've made it as simple as possible. That's BRENNAGold.com. Fill out the form. I've done it myself. Somebody from your team, Dr. Kirk Elliott's team, is going to give you a call, schedule an appointment, and then you meet with somebody else from his team to go over your financial goals. It's really important, Dr. Kirk, that people do this now because gosh, if you wait any longer, it could really be a bad situation. Do you have anything else that you'd recommend right now for our audience besides just that? I think that's probably the most important thing, though, is to get on that phone call with you guys or a member of your team to kind of plan everything out.
It is. And it's a free consultation. I mean, there's no risk in a call, because what we want to do is ask you what your dreams are, what your fears are, what your goals are, what your income needs are, what you want to accomplish. Every one of us, I don't care how young or old you are, you want to accomplish one thing, that your money outlives you, right? The only way that you can do that is to outpace inflation with your investments, be in the right place at the right time, grow and thrive. So give us a call and we'll map out a strategy for success moving forward using tangible assets like physical silver right now to take advantage of this, not just this price move, but the fundamental realities of the world that we're living in, of the unsustainable debt, the inflationary pressures, the political chaos, this geopolitical conflict, everything that's ravaging the world, that's bad news, is actually good news for tangible assets like gold and silver. So we just can take advantage of that and have a smile on our face.
Yeah. Yeah. I think everyone at home probably wants a sense of relief as well. So that's why this is so important. So everyone head over to briannagold.com right now, fill out that form. Like I mentioned, somebody from his scheduling team will reach out, find a good time for you and his team to speak. And then you guys can go over all your financial goals. It's really important to do this now. If you keep tossing it off and waiting, you might be in a really bad situation. So again, it's briannagold.com. Dr. Kirk Elliott, we always love talking to you. So thank you for joining us. You guys, I've said it once before, so I'm going to say it again. And under the Biden regime, I've never been more worried about my financial future. I called my good friend, Dr. Kirk Elliott, because I wanted to come up with a plan put in place to make sure I was secure. And he came with a plan for me to invest in silver.
I'm rich.
I've got my silver. I'm feeling so much better about my future. I highly recommend you give him a call and just chat with his team. 720-605-3900. And you could also head over to his website if you'd like to schedule an appointment. It's KirkElliottPhD.com/Brianna. And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.